The man accused of murdering and sexually violating a woman with Down syndrome on her morning walk in clear daylight appeared in court today, entering no plea and keeping his name secret. 27-year-old Lena Zhang Harrop went missing on her Wednesday morning walk in the Auckland suburb of Mount Albert, and her body was found among trees that afternoon. Early this morning, a 31-year-old was arrested and charged with her murder. Her family today released a statement saying they are eternally grateful for the outpouring of support. John Bond reports.
Locals today visited Orwairaka, a maunga Lena was so fond of, to lay flowers and pay their respects.
When we sit on our deck, we actually look at Mount Albert and we, you know, just look out here now and think of her all the time, and it's just such a tragedy.
Lena regularly took morning walks around her neighbourhood. Locals said she was well known around here, always greeting people with a big smile. Several people were visibly upset as they stood at the police cordon on Summit Drive. Josh was one of them.
It's upset me more than anything this year, actually. The young girl, you know, she obviously, you know, was a happy girl from the photos you saw, and she hadn't led an independent life, and it's just so sad. I'm just so sad for the family.
Today, the 31-year-old man police allege was responsible for her death and sexual violation appeared in the Auckland District Court. He appeared briefly from prison. He will stay there, entering no plea but being granted interim name suppression. He will reappear in the High Court next month. The New Zealand Down Syndrome Association says their network has rallied together and provided each other support. Spokesperson Zandra Vaccarino says it is devastating.
Well, I think we're all in shock. We're all feeling heartbroken, and I think an element of real outrage at the situation.
Ms. Vaccarino says while some are asking questions now that they weren't earlier this week, they're not going to stop doing what they love.
We want to be able to have our independence and dignity, and for people with Down syndrome and their families, that's what they want. They want to be participating in the community, and they want to be involved, and they want to do the things that they've done, and families are saying that that's what they want to continue to do.
In a statement today, Lena's family said they were eternally grateful for the outpouring of support they'd received. They said she had received friendship, joy and acceptance through two charities, Heart Kids and Star Jam. The family asked people to direct their love, their aroha, by way of support to these charities so that others may continue to benefit.